Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Just a quick vid today, boys, but an important one all the same, because I put out a lot of content about women. I put a lot of content about getting women. I encourage guys to go out and get experience with women and date a few women and go and have some fun with their lives. And I realized that I've not told you the full truth about my own routine, my own schedule. So a lot of you might fall into the trap of thinking, well, Jack said to go out and meet a lot of girls. This means going and having one night stands, means hooking up a lot, having a lot of sex, all that sort of stuff. And in a way, it is true to some of those things, but I want to drill you into sort of how I operate in my life and give you the full extent of what I do to harness my sexual energy, because that's an incredibly important thing that not many men know about. So sexual energy is your urge to reproduce. It is the reason why men do anything in our lives. If you actually look at the root cause of why you want something, it's to find a good mate. It's to find a nice girl with a big bunda, big titties to go and make children with. And that's a fact. That's in every single one of us. Now, some men know how to control this unlimited energy resource to go and reproduce and mate. And some men get carried away with it and they let it control them. So I've been on both sides of the fence over the years. But the most progress I've made in my life is when I've used this system and had it kind of a little bit more under control. You have to realize that when you reproduce, it basically takes your success mechanism away. So it stops your body and your mind from thinking, oh, we need to go out and achieve, we need to go and make life better so we can find a mate. And instead it puts you in a relaxed state. So the first step is like any sort of fucking masturbation, stop that shit. That'll turn you blind. That'll turn you fucking blind. I'm not even joking. It will turn you blind to ideas, to revelations. It will make you forget things. When I did my fight before Christmas, I did a month of retaining my seed. And through that month, I started to remember things from my past that I'd forgotten. I started to have access to more of my brain, to more of my memory, and I had a lot more energy. I was able to train at a rate that even right now I couldn't go back to training at that rate at this moment. And the reason why is because the body will harness you with unlimited energy if you do not spill your seed. That energy stacks and stacks and stacks. And you don't have to go that extreme and not see women and not have sex. But what you have to know is that it is power. And if you're with a girl and or you're seeing lots of girls, this is even worse. If you're seeing lots of girls for one night stands and you're coming every single time, you're coming day after day, that is stealing a lot of your energy and your mental clarity. Same with any masturbation, that's all gotta go. If you do have a girl that you like and you're seeing, having a good time with, you wanna have sex with her, try your best to only come once a week. And I'm telling you now, this will change your sex life forever. If you can actually manage this, the way that I manage it is, you get to a point where you've made the girl come a couple of times. Make her come a couple of times once she's on her second or third time, then you tap out and you take yourself off to cool off. And what this does is it never gives you chance to spill that seed. So your energy is retained, it's actually invigorated. you become more high test, you become crazier, and you also become, you have a much larger sexual appetite. So often women will want, if you're in a good relationship, women will want sex more than men, but men will come and then they can't fuck again because they need time to reload. Probably for you young guys, you fucking young studs, probably coming like 5-6 times. But if you decide not to come and you're able to control yourself, you keep all of that energy. You've got to have sex and please a girl, and it drives them fucking crazy because they want you to come as well. And when you don't, it gives you sort of power, and they keep coming back for more. Your sex life will be way, way better. And then you have to find a way to take that energy that you've still got, because you don't feel relaxed now, you feel fucking ready to go, and you dial it into your training. You go and hit the gym harder, you go and hit your business harder, and you dial that sexual energy into the things that create positive outputs in your life. Another thing is, a lot of people would probably think that I have a lot of one night stands. I've never been a fan of the one night stand. I just think it's ridiculous to have such a close and intimate connection with somebody for only one night. The girls, every girl that I try and sleep with or have slept with, I at least think there's a chance of me sleeping with her again. I don't just do it for the sake of it's one time and done, because that will leave you seriously kind of empty inside. You're not going to find a lot there. So even if I see a few girls or multiple girls, there are always girls that I think I could see them again, and often I will, and I find that a lot more fulfilling. So the one night stands at clubs and drunk, anything to do with alcohol, that's really quite unfulfilling and not something I would advise you chase too much. Obviously we've all done it, every now and again it's fun, but if you're in that stage of like chasing that stuff, lining up loads of dates and fucking loads of girls to stroke your ego, make you feel like more of a man. The stuff that make you feel like more of a man is dialing in your routine, your discipline, holding on to that energy, making something of yourself in your life. You will never find it by sleeping multiple girls. Just want to let you know that, because I chased it for a long time. Still great to get experience with girls. Still great to date a few girls here and there. Date a girl for a couple of months. Oh, it didn't quite work out. You kept it relaxed. You picked up some experience. You had some fun. You've been on some dates. That's what I recommend when I talk about this stuff. I'm saying, you don't have to commit yourself to one woman at such a young age. Get some experience in the game. But then also, you don't have to be the guy that's just chasing tail all day long, because it will drain your energy. Your chi is your power. Try and keep your chi. Don't be spreading it out. Don't be giving it away easily. And then when you've got a girl or a regular girl that you see and you do want to give that seed away, try and do it once a week or twice a week. Just avoid doing that every single day, because I swear to you, it will keep you real cloudy and it will keep you quite satisfied with what you have now, compared to if you can hold on to it, it gets you more riled up and it gets you more ready to go. So there's just my fucking two cents on transmuting your sexual energy. I'm not an expert on the subject, but it's a couple of things that I've noticed in my life. Wanted to pass them on to you boys. Have a fucking brilliant day. See you on the next one.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.